This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, and Sunbury Motor Company. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome, great to have you with us today. I believe we're going to talk about Pocono here at some point as soon as we get Ben May on the line, the president of Pocono Raceway. And also the person that is repeatedly harassed by the suit about getting IndyCar back. It's just, no wonder he's reluctant to call. Neil Coulong at 2:05, and then essentially Todd and I are going to leave early. Because Matt Catrillo's on the final half hour, and Todd, I think that's the story. We're going to leave early.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan to me.
I mean, because he's just going to talk, and there's just, I mean, we might as well even, like, even not even pretend to be here. All right, that's just me. All right, Ben May joins us, Pocono International Raceway. First of all, Ben, great to have you with us, and we hope you're doing well.
I am quite well, thank you. Appreciate you all having me on.
Okay, great. So let's talk about the marriage between Pocono and NASCAR. What has made it so successful for both ends?
Well, I mean, originally it started as you know, with NASCAR. I mean, this is our 51st year on the NASCAR Cup Series circuit, right? So when you start looking back at what the world was like 50 years ago and the relationships that were in place, the France family and the Mattioli family have had and still have a remarkable relationship, and that's one of, you know, respect and delivering for the sport, helping grow the sport, and really just being all in on what has made NASCAR successful for 75 years and what we hope will be another 75 years.
Right. Well, and exactly. And along the way, when you look at the raceway itself, when people walk into it right now, what are a couple of tweaks that you've made around there for the fans in the past couple of years?
Yeah, so last year was really one of the bigger changes we've made in modern history, or in recent history, maybe not modern history. We knocked down our old Victory Circle building, which was 30-plus years old. It was dated and wasn't a great experience for the fans. And in its place put a 200-foot, 20-foot-high elevated viewing platform so people could see down to the garage, down on the pit road. And also with that change, we moved Victory Lane into a fan accessible area. Previously it was kind of in pit road. You couldn't get to it. And now fans can crowd around Victory Lane in our paddock area, 10, 15 feet from the winning driver, celebrating with the team and the crew. And it was remarkably successful last year. Folks are having a blast.
No question. There's another part too. It's how you treat kids along the way. And it's so important to get young people interested in sports for long term. You've made a lot of decisions about kids, including how much it costs to get in.
Absolutely. You know, in the name of growing the sport and growing a niche sport, you know, I mean, I think it's very easy for a kid to pick up a basketball, you know, throw a baseball,
sure,
play t-ball, right? It's just more of an accessible thing as a youngster out there. So a couple years back, we started going kids 12 and under free. And,
yep,
you know, a lot of that is a luxury we have of being a family-owned business and, mm-hmm, you know, not driven solely by profit, right? We want to make sure that we're growing the sport, we're doing right by families, we're doing right by our community, and we're really just taking care of people and offering an affordable form of entertainment. So kids 12 and under are free to Pocono for every race we have.
And, of course, the partnership with the Lehigh Valley Riley Children's Hospital, Another thing, it's quote the right thing to do, but how strong has that partnership been, and what has it meant to each side?
Yeah, we have a handful of partners that are in that, you know, 20-year range. Lehigh Valley Health Network, one of them. Chevrolet is another, General Motors. But having a local health system like LVHN that, you know, not only provides for the care of our fans and participants, but also the drivers and anything that, you know, anything that could or may happen. And having it locally in Allentown, I mean, LVHN has been spectacular to us. And the Mattioli family has in return. We have, you know, a couple of medical buildings with the Mattioli family name on them in Stroudsburg and also down in Allentown. So having, you know, I think those are these ones that you hear, you know, you hear companies talk about true partners and sports facilities talking about true partners. That's exactly what this is with LVHN. It's a two-way street, and we've really enjoyed working with them for, you know, two decades.
Right, no question. And, of course, it's a big weekend, I mean, including the Craftsman Truck Series. That's going to be on Friday. You've got the Xfinity Series. That's going to be on Saturday. And, of course, the big one will be the Cup Series, the Great American Getaway 400. With each one, do you find that there's a changeover in crowd for each one, or do you find that it's the same crowd virtually each time?
No, but the Cup Series race really draws, it draws obviously the avid fans, but it draws new intrigue. NASCAR's done a great job of marketing the sport. They had the Netflix special. They've done a great job with the new race car. So, you know, you see that in a little different form and fashion. And then I feel like when you start trickling down to the Truck Series and the Xfinity Series, you know, you're talking about a true avid race fan, you know, especially in the Truck Series. Those guys and girls are earning it, and I think a lot of the avid fans respect it, and some folks just like the trucks. I mean, they're cool, right? It's pretty neat to see a pickup truck doing 200 miles an hour. It's kind of an anomaly in the world of racing. So you do see a variety of it, and then, you know, you mentioned kids a second ago. We do have our kids' day on Saturday. So you see a lot of families in the venue on Saturday, and we're introducing them to to the guys and girls of the Xfinity Series, which is also pretty special.
Yeah, no question about that. And as for the 200 miles an hour, you haven't seen our manager drive. let's pretend we've never seen it before. There's also a lot that goes with this, including the Richard Childress Racing fan experience.
Yeah, we have I think in an industry as big as NASCAR is globally, you know, our industry is small, right? And you have relationships, and you have friends with race teams, and you have friends at NASCAR. And, you know, we approached the good folks at Richard Childress Racing with an idea of saying, hey, how about we get a Kyle, who's a two-time champion, NASCAR Hall of Famer Richard Childress, and Austin Dillon, talked to some fans on Sunday before the race, and that's part of this. So we have a ticket package where you can listen to Richard, Kyle, and Austin, get a little gift from RCR as part of it. But that's the stuff that I think is just very different in racing than you find in other sports, right? I mean, rarely are you going to be able to sit with the quarterback or the point guard, right, a couple of hours before the game starts. I mean, that's reserved for high paying sponsors and, you know, VIP type folks. But NASCAR is much different than that. I mean, the accessibility is top-notch, so when our friends at Richard Childress Racing agreed to throw a package out with us, and, you know, they're bringing out the full suite of team owner, champion, and driver, so it's really cool, and, you know, the fans are going to enjoy it, and, you know, Richard Childress has been doing this for as long as anyone, so he's got great stories regardless.
Yeah, but it also tells me a lot about Kyle Busch and Austin Dillon, about the heart rate of these guys. They're about to go out there, and they're going to be cranking around the tricky triangle, you know, at 150 to 200 miles per hour, yet they're calm, cool, and collected to sit there and do a Q&A with fans before they get in the car.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I always go back to the quarterback, right? I mean, the quarterback's not doing that, right? I mean, it's just maybe the union or the league wouldn't allow it, or they don't want to do it. It tells you a lot about these drivers, and it also goes back to the core economics of motorsports. You know, these drivers know that without the fans, you know, they're not in the driver's seat, and without the fans supporting the partners or the sponsors on their car and buying their products and engaging with them, right, that they're not going to support Richard Childress Racing. So Kyle and Austin and any driver for that matter, you know, the economics of NASCAR and motorsports are just very different. And the fans understand it as well. So the fans say, okay, look, Kyle's my guy. And, you know, the easiest one we used to always say around here was, you know, back when Tony Stewart was in the Home Depot car and Jimmy Johnson was in the Lowe's car, there was no chance that a Tony Stewart fan was going to Lowe's. That was never going to happen.
No. Never going to happen. What does it take, Ben, today in this world to run a racetrack and to make sure it stays on the plus side of the ledger year-round, you know, and not just on a NASCAR weekend?
It's, you know, it takes a lot of creativity and effort. So we consider ourselves, obviously we're a racetrack, that's our core business, but, you know, we consider ourselves an entertainment venue as well. So if you were ever traveling by our place in the, you know, in the summer weekends or in the spring or fall weekends, you'll see we have a Lantern Fest, we have a Tough Mudder, we had a Mud Girl Run recently. So we sit on about 1,500 acres here. So just being creative in how you're, you know, how you're diversifying your revenue above and beyond what comes naturally, and naturally with a lot of work for a NASCAR race is important to us. We have a beautiful 2.5 mile triangle racetrack, right, that NASCAR runs on. But, you know, what people don't know unless they've poked around on Google Earth is that we have 17 road courses inside the triangle. So we have racing schools, we have motorcycle schools, we have all kinds of car clubs and things of that nature that keep us quite busy and keep the lights on.
Right, that keeps the lights on indeed. When you talk to the drivers, the owners, and so forth, because the track is so different, now every track has its own personality, but not like this track. What do they tell you about this track with the three turns? Because all three turns are so different.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what's neat about the tricky triangle, as we like to call it here. Three different turns. Each turn has a different degree of banking, a different radii, and our three straightaways are different lengths. So when you have a driver, a car chief, a crew chief, and a, you know, group of engineers, you can't be good in every turn, right? You can't be fast in every turn. So you tend to hear them talk about, you know, where are they picking and choosing? Are they gonna be fast coming out of turn three because that has the longest straightaway, so you need to carry, you know, the most speed for a length of time, or do you want to be, you know, fast and make sure you do some passing coming into or out of turn one, since the banking is 14 degrees, whereas turn three is 6 degrees and turn two is 8. So, you know, when you get into the physics and engineering of race cars, is where the sport is also, I think, really, really cool and just a lot different for people that don't understand the strategy. And then obviously the fan fun that you experience at the track versus what you see on the track and how that all meshes together into one. One pretty cool day that happens, you know, they'll run 36 NASCAR races a year, and it's and we're one of them, and I think that's spectacular.
Ben, I have a lot of people who come up to me and say, Steve, I want to get into sports. I'm like, okay, well, there's a lot of things in sports, okay, you know, that you can do. Okay, so what is it about your job where you can't wait to wake up every day and get to the track? What is it that's a big motivator for you that you love your job so much?
Well, I used to be a loan officer, so I know what
well,
I don't
that would
do
it.
Right? I know what I don't want to go back to.
Yeah, I gotcha.
No offense to the bankers out there. It was my first job and one I wouldn't trade for the world, because you certainly learn a lot really fast about what to do and what not to do with your personal finances. So my perspective is pretty good. My wife is also an oncology nurse, so, you know, I always joke with her that she's out there doing – really important life-saving things, yeah. And I'm over here just in fun, and I'm over here in just fun La La Land. Yeah. So I've got a good perspective on life.
Yeah, no question you do. Finally, the ability to get tickets. You can obviously go online to the Raceway's website. Other ways you can get tickets?
Yeah, PoconoRaceway.com/tickets. You mentioned the Richard Childress Racing package with Kyle Busch. We have a couple other cool offers out there. Kids 12 and under free. Tickets start at $50. If you want to give a call down to Tammy, Britt, and Kayla in the ticket office, 1-800-RACEWAY is the number. And then, of course, I'm here to save you a few bucks. So you can use promo code BEN, which is B-E-N, my first name. And when you place your order, I'll save you a few bucks.
You're the man. Ben, thanks so much. Appreciate it. It's going to be a great weekend, and hopefully it'll be wall-to-wall fans to see great racing. And that will be coming up the weekend after this.
Yeah, July 12th to the 14th. It's showtime here in Northeast PA. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Ben. Appreciate you.
Have a good day.
Ben May, Pocono International Raceway. The Tricky Triangle. Right? Which, by the way, describes our parking lot. It's just, you know.
I was going to say that's what you have to navigate to get to the suit's office.
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. And that 200 miles an hour. I mean, you ever see him go down 11 and 15? Oh.
No. I was going to say the last time somebody did that, they ended up on top of the Chinese restaurant. So.
Okay. Well, then we'll take a break. Opening half hour brought to you by our good friends at NIL Game Changers, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities for both athletes and businesses. Visit NILGameChangers.org here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
You want your young athlete to get the most out of life and NIL. You need a roadmap, a strategic approach. NIL Game Changers help student athletes earn while they learn in their collegiate journey. Driven by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents and content media designers, they'll guide both student and family, starting with high school students looking toward college and those already in college. Get a seasoned team of marketing experts with a background in athletics and coaching. Visit NILGameChangers.org, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities.